Hey everyone, thank you as always to our sponsors of the series for the year, the Grinsteins, Lachani and Lenny, in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak. We are in Perek Tes, the ninth chapter of Mesilas Hasharim, and hopefully completing this character trait, this attribute of Zrizus, living life with alacrity and zeal, going and trying to conquer the world and to be able to realize the best version of ourselves. And here, the Ramchal has been developing the notion of the obstacles, the impediments. What are the things that are in our way? We set all kinds of goals. We make resolutions how to achieve them. And then we're knocked off course. We fail to be able to achieve. And the final one that he's been addressing, that we've been looking at, is the question of fear. Fear sabotages so many people's success. And the Ramchal, Rabbi Litzato, has distinguished between two types of fear. There's what he calls rational fear, healthy fear, boundary-setting fear. Fear from doing things that are stupid or foolish. Don't bet your life savings on a highly risky investment, failing to diversify. Don't take unnecessary risks, like trying to climb Mount Everest, and your corpse being discovered when the snow thaws out on top, God forbid. Don't take unnecessary risks. There's a fear which is very healthy, which creates healthy boundaries. But there's another type of fear which essentially is debilitating. There's another type of fear which simply sabotages and undermines our own success. There's another type of fear which doesn't help us stay safe, but rather it undermines our ability to achieve our dreams and our goals. And the Ramchal says, if we look in the mirror and we're honest with ourselves, then we would be willing to admit that the second type of fear is not really fear at all. It's essentially a well-constructed excuse. It's a cop-out. It's a reason to avoid even trying to begin with. Chacham Zichron Levracha Pirshu Inyan Kamin Chomer Laharos Arheichan Magas Yira Saheva Lahafir Sha'odim and Amaisa Atov. Our sages of blessed memory explain the idea to demonstrate just how effective a baseless fear is in sabotaging and undermining and deterring us from even undertaking what is the right thing to do to begin with. Why bother starting the new cycle of Shas? I'll never finish 7.5 years. Why bother trying to go to shul? I'll never keep it up. Why bother trying a healthier lifestyle of eating or of exercise? I'll never complete it. Why bother? That fear of failure, that fear that we won't succeed, the fear of shame or embarrassment from having tried but not met our goal, that fear is a voice in our mind which is simply an excuse that's trying to strategically say, don't bother. Don't even bother trying. Amru, our rabbi, said the Medrash in Dvarim Rabba, Shiva Dvarim Amar Shlomo Be'atzel. Shlomo Amalek, the wisest of all men, had 7 observations about a lazy, indolent person. Ketzad. Amru La'atzel. Here's exactly how that voice of self-sabotage, that voice that disguises itself as fear, but is simply a system of excuses. It says, Hari Rabcha Be'ir, Lechu Lamad Torah Mimenu. You know, there's a great class. Go and listen and enjoy and learn and grow from it. Your teacher, your master is in the town, is in the city. I can't go. What if there's a lion along the way? What if I get in a car accident? What if I get pulled over? What if my car runs out of gas? What if lightning strikes? So you know what? I'm just going to sit at home and I'll binge watch some waste of time series, because even though there's some great teacher, some master, someone who can touch and inspire me, I'm afraid. Rav Chabasocha Medina, your Rebbe, your master, is in the greater area. But there might be a lion on the streets. In other words, again, the same fear. What if my car gives out? What if I stall? What if I get in an accident? You know, your Rebbe's in your house. Go in the other room. Get up off the couch. When the Ramchal wrote this 350 years ago, he didn't understand Rav Chabasocha meant. Rav Chabasocha means Rav Chabasocha. Today, technology, which comes with all kinds of challenges, but it also comes with unprecedented opportunities. Rabcha Be'ir. You could listen and learn and watch wherever, whenever you want. You wake up in the middle of the night, put on a shir. You're in the car, put on a shir. You're at the gym, put on a shir. You're walking in the lane aisles of the supermarket, you could put on a shir. You could not get up off the couch and put on endless amount of shiurim. Omar Lahem, imani holich etzlo, ani motza pesach ne'ula. But if I try to go and I try to access him, the door may be locked. You know, I use the app, it always fails, it stalls, it stops, I can't hear, too fast, too slow, not loud enough, too loud. So why bother pressing play? It never really works. The app always stops. The website doesn't always work. I get interrupted. A phone call comes in and I lose my place on what I was listening. So why even bother? It's open. It's available. It's not true. We tested it. And the app is phenomenal. It's fantastic. You can listen endlessly. You could watch endlessly. You could subscribe to the 1 minute inspiration, the 3 minute inspiration, the 5 minute inspiration, 10 minute inspiration. You could subscribe to inspiration in any increment you want. Just watch. It's available. So now you don't know what to answer because all those fears have been answered. So finally that voice is honest. And finally it concedes and admits, you know what, you're right. There's no lying on the way. I'm not going to get in an accident. The car's not going to stall. I'm not going to get pulled over. And the app probably would work. But you know what? I just want to sleep a little bit more. I really enjoy just watching endless, mindless nonsense. That's what I enjoy more. We learn it's a brilliant insight into the psyche of a human. Says the Ramchal, it's not fear which causes us to be lazy. It's laziness which causes us to fear. We manufacture all kinds of fears in our lives to excuse us from even trying. I don't want to go to the gym, and I don't want to change my eating habits, and I don't want to work on my anger and my arrogance and my relationships, and I don't want to take on a new learning going to Amud Shvui on Thursday night, which is going to finish Maseches Brachos. It moves slower than the Daf Yomi, but the sense of accomplishment and achievement is no less. I don't want to take on the Daf Yomi. I don't want to go to the women's midrash. I don't want... Well, that voice of self-sabotage comes up with every excuse, and it manufactures fears. The Ramchal's penetrating insight is that fear doesn't create laziness. Laziness creates, artificially manufactures those fears which we then hide behind. And when it comes to all these things, our daily experience will testify. We know about most people that this is our experience will attest to the fact that this is the way that kesa lama, darkem kesa lama, that our foolishness stays with us. And a person who's honest with themselves, we have to hold the mirror up to ourselves. We have to surround ourselves with people who will push back, who will hold us to be true to ourselves and who we can be and what the best version of ourselves look like. And when we have a legitimate fear, they'll say, tread lightly, go carefully. That fear is legitimate, that fear is healthy, that fear is keeping you from doing something foolish or impetuous. But they'll also call us out when it's a fake fear, when it's a fear which is simply an excuse to not try. We have fears. Fear, anxiety today are the new normal. You're not normal if you don't have some level of anxiety in today's world. And we can offer all kinds of suggestions of why that is, but not for now. Fear doesn't have to be our new normal. There's one greater fear that we can have that replaces all lesser fears. And that is Yira Shemayim. The more Yira Shemayim, the more Amunah, the more awareness and mindfulness and consciousness we have that Hashem is in our lives. He has expectations of us. He has dreams and aspirations for us that we're here for a mission and He will support us on that mission. Then there's no other fear that we should have. The bigger fear, the fear of heaven, that Yira Shemayim can eliminate and overcome all other lesser fears. So why are you afraid of flying or driving or speaking or the dark or of heights? You don't have to fear any of those things because whatever happens, whatever is meant to be, is all min Hashemayim, it all comes from Hashem. There is nothing that we have to fear in our lives if we replace those lesser insignificant fears with the greater fear, the recognition, the awe of Hashem. Let's just finish up this parak and with it, the Midah of Zrizos. We start next week with Nekiyas. Says the Ramchal, I've sufficiently explained this quality of Zrizos, how to live with alacrity and zeal and enthusiasm and dynamism and passion, how to wake up and be on fire, how to go conquer our world personally, professionally, spiritually, emotionally. And the wise person will grow wiser. Yosef Lekach, and we'll add to that wisdom. And now you understand, says the Ramchal, why Zrizus appears after Zahirus. Alacrity and zeal and enthusiasm, they're amazing. But if unbridled, if without caution or care, can lead you right off the edge of the cliff. If you wake up too excited and too passionate, you take on too much and you move too fast, that itself could sabotage your success. So therefore, Zrizus, this quality was introduced with the Midah of Zihirus. First, we learned about, and one has to, if not master, but improve in the area of mindfulness and consciousness. Zihirus means, we studied it at length, Zihirus means that I understand what are the obstacles, impediments, the temptations and distractions, that I have trained myself to not be mindless, but to be mindful, that I'm present in every decision, in every speech, in every action, that I'm not doing things that are casual or careless, but everything is calculated, everything is well thought out, everything is compelling. A person who hasn't trained himself to be present in every decision. If you just wake up and act with alacrity, I'm going to kill it in business, I'm going to kill it in life, I'm going to kill it in religion, but you haven't been thoughtful and careful in strategically planning what you're going to do, you're going to fall and fail flat on your face. You're not going to be overcome the inertia. You can't overcome the distractions and temptations that are likely to lead us astray and undermine and compromise our success if you don't even know that they're there. And if you haven't planned for how you're going to navigate around them. But if your eyes are open and you've been trained to live life and to see the challenges, to know how to navigate them, and we understand the calculation of benefit versus risk, benefit versus loss, benefit risk reward, then it will be easier to turn away from the wrong, to identify and chase the good, and we'll do it with a sense of alacrity. So these are two sides of one coin. Zihirus, to know what's out there, to think strategically, to be mindful and present in everything we say and do, to understand its consequence, to plan for it, and to avoid the negative form in it. And once we've trained ourselves about how to be present in all that we're doing, now we can unleash that alacrity. Now we can unleash that zrizus. Now we can unleash that drive in every area of our life. And please God, realize the best versions of ourselves. Have a great day.